So according to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, the way you're supposed to build, obviously, is you start off with the what? The foundation. And the Bible tells us here, there's a foundation that no man should lay. It should be this, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay? And what is that a reference to? Well, I believe this is a reference to salvation. Okay? The foundation is the most important aspect of a Christian's life. That we are placing our faith in Christ. We're believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not just building upon great works to justify ourselves in the sight of God. Right. We're not basing our salvation off of the great exploits we can do or how good of a Christian we look like. No, it's based upon the fact that Jesus Christ is our foundation.
Amen.
In fact, look at Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 21. The Bible says here, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works." Now, who says that to God when they get to heaven? You know, yeah, thanks, Pentecostals. You know, it's just like, look at all the wonderful works that I did. Look how good I am. You know, I cast out so many devils, and I have fed the poor, and I've done all these wonderful works. But what does the Bible say in verse number 23? "And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." So we can say with assurance that their foundation was their works. Their foundation was the fact that they prophesied in his name. Their foundation was the things that they did, not the faith that they placed on Jesus Christ. And look, I'll tell you that this passage is in reference to that in regards to the foundation, because let's read on. It says here, verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a what? A wise man."
Amen.
Which, what did Paul call himself? The wise master builder, right? "Which built his house upon a rock." And we understand, according to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, that rock was Christ, right? It says, "And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." You see, the Bible tells us that we're going to fall. There's going to be times when we fail and we make mistakes. But the Bible tells us, "Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." But that's the person who has the foundation, which is Christ. That's the person who's trusted in Christ for their salvation. Whereas, look at verse 26, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." That's the Pentecostal. That's the Catholic. That's the Mormon. That's every other religion other than Christianity. "And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Now go with me if you would to 2 Timothy chapter number 2.